stick.
Maybe it's for real, maybe it isn't. Anyway, it's live from Solidarity Realty Studios, part of the Civic Media Network. And we're right here in Madison, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. I'm Pizza Box Mike. I got nice guy Nate. Nate, can you name off a few of some of the other networks that might be associated with this fine show right now? All across the state?
Give me 30 seconds.
Okay. Because, you know, 1 hour a week, I don't know anything outside of this little cubicle that I'm a part of. And it's cool. But, yeah, I remember, you know, at one point, my show was heard, you know, pretty much everywhere on Saturdays.
Yeah, we're all over the place. WAUK over in Waukesha. WRCE, Richland Center. News from the Center over there. WLAK, Amory. WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WGBW Green Bay, Talk Green Bay, WBZH over in Hayward, WLCX in La Crosse, The Eagle, and over on 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
You know what? The only town that I haven't been to out of all those fine communities.
Where's that?
Amory.
Yeah. We are now.
Well, yep, and I'll have to take a trip up there.
I'll have to.
Welcome to everybody that might be listening. I was telling you, Nate, I had a really, really strange week. I mean, you start out on Monday, and I'm planning to go to Wyalusing with my best friend. You know, it's great. Southwestern Wisconsin, 64 degrees, windy, leaves are still out there. So, yeah, I go out to where the cats are, and I'm not going to give the location because of what happened. But I get out there, and the owner of the shop where I've got him at, and then this, like, little camper van, and I got to tell you, the cats have really enjoyed their time there. And when I come now, they're all happy to see me when I come in and feed them and pat them a little bit, take care, clean the litter. And the owner goes, hey, there's somebody back there. And I'm like, where? Are they hunting? And he goes, no, over, you know, next to where your cats are. There's somebody over there and doing something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And here's this guy, you know, dark clothing, got his hood up and carrying something, you know, it looks like a bag or a sack or, and the owner kind of like runs up and goes, hey, what do you got in there? And he pulls back and shows this like camouflage assault rifle. And I'm like, really? How does that happen? Where, you know, just out of the blue, this is where America is right now. Right. So you go from that moment and we're like trying to figure out why was he there, you know? And the owner is like, hey, man, no, you know, cool, whatever. I'm not doing nothing. I ain't calling the cops, you know. And the guy never took his eye off, just kept walking. And he had his car parked hidden, like, in the next lot over. And the guy that works for this guy says, yeah, he pulled in over there right after I got here. We're trying to figure out, you know, all I could think was, is this guy thinking about doing, like, a mass shooting at a truck stop? Or is he going to rob these guys? Or is he stealing parts from these cars that are junked out here? And but anyway, go from that to like heading out to Wyalusing State Park, and yeah, that was something. Get up there on the ridge, on the high point there where all the effigy mounds are, and the passenger pigeon monument where the last one was shot at Babcock Park in Wisconsin. Kind of sad, you know, they look like a lot like mourning doves, probably. Well, they were a little meteor, right? All you hunting guys. It's just sad. But out there and the wind's blowing, and I'm like the oak trees are the coolest, man, because they're like, they seem to be like the strongest. They hold their leaves the longest. They're like, we're going to be here and you're going to blow all winter and I'm still going to have my leaves. Ha, ha, ha. And that's the kind of language I get from trees when I'm out there and the wind. And then the eagles started coming around on the bluff. And there are a lot of young ones, but a few adults. And, you know, I'm like talking to them and saying, hey, beautiful, how you doing? And it's like they know. And they're like, oh, you want to see some stuff, huh? Watch this, you know. And they're doing stuff in the wind. And then a little while later, they come back again. And the adult always, you know, flying a little bit higher, looking down on you, like keeping an eye on you, making sure you're not going to do anything. It's too cool. And nobody there. Nice picnic with my best friend. But all this, you know, to prove a point about at least why was I out there with my, you know, why are your cats out there? Well, because there's a housing crunch in America, right? And I'm going to say internationally, especially when, you know, we talk about all these bombings of communities in so many different countries and conflicts here and no infrastructure here, just a horrible place right now. And, but, you know, in America, you know, everybody thinks of the housing, you know, as all the, you know, homeless people. And yeah, okay, so you've never cared, you know, because it was just homeless people. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of us that have advocated for housing for people and a lot of really good people that have made some of that stuff happen. I won't take any credit for that kind of work. And we need more of that. But it's like now it's affecting people that actually have the money to try and purchase, but they're either being, you know, outbid on a home, you know, they're being outpriced. And I'm going to tell you right now, with me, that's why my cats were there, because there's no housing for animals either. But in northern Wisconsin, for example, they're trying to open shelters and they're full. They're going to 7 days in some places. And they're doing what people call house surfing, where they stay with friends for a while. And then, like I've been staying with friends, okay, for a while till I can get some. And it's like after a while, you know, well, okay, you got to go. You know, then they go to the next house for a couple of weeks. And I've been there. Some, you know, I say that and try to laugh at when we did that when we were younger. But it wasn't because there was a lack of housing, you know, that was because we were just having a good time and we had a job and everything. So it wasn't like you were really without a home or without a vehicle or without, and there's really nothing going on in the rural communities in Wisconsin. I mean, I drove through them all. You look at all these old farmhouses, small ones that are all dilapidated and broke down and nobody's living there and you couldn't live there. And you know, old mobile homes that are falling apart and there's, you know, a lot of agriculture there. Well, yeah, that's because big ag, you know, is using the land. Either they purchased it or they rent it, but nobody lives in these little homes anymore and they're not building any more housing. So young people are like, you know, really kind of out of luck. But so are people that are just trying to like move to a different community and they have the means, but like I said, there's a number of things that have caused this, and I'm just going to say it's like greed, man. By the way, the phone line here is 844-967-2789, and feel free to call in on anything, because I'm seeing people all over on social media talking about they're all having like dreams and nightmares, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been like remembering mine too, because most of the time, if you sleep well, you don't remember any of the dreams you had. Hopefully you wake up smiling. They were so good. You don't, but when you're stressed out and you don't, not really deep sleep, you kind of wake up partway through it. Right. Yeah. You ever have those ones, Nate, where you're like werewolves and stuff?
I had a sleep paralysis like two weeks ago. You ever had that?
Where you can't move?
You can't move. There's like a weird figure standing over on top of you, dark shadowy figure. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so I'm not alone here.
No.
But I mean, I grew up as a kid, you know, watching Lon Chaney Jr. and the werewolf and stuff. And like, yeah, like you said, you're in the dream and all of a sudden, hey, there's my dad, you know, and then your dad's face turns into like the werewolf and you're like, oh, no. And you look and there's light. But as you start to go, it just the darkness kind of descends, and by the time you turn around and see those yellow eyes coming in, then it's like you can almost feel them chewing on your neck. I don't know. Well, I hope I'm not scaring anybody. But I can still, I had those dreams into adulthood, you know, where it's like I wasn't the same age in the dream. But I have to admit that I haven't really matured much over the years. So I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, like, oh my God, I don't have my mom or dad anymore. Well, you know, you are 62 and they did live full, you know, productive lives and created means for me. By the way, yeah, I did finally get accepted into a mobile home community, right? And I've already set, you know, I've already agreed to purchase a three bedroom, two bath from some people that, you know, kind of knew who I am, or hopefully they'll know more by listening, right? You guys, hey, man, you can call in and say whatever you want, right? Well, we do have it, but I'm glad we have that mute button now for when, because yeah, it hasn't, you know, it hasn't happened on our show, you know, and I don't mean just us, you know, sometimes people call in and then sometimes they don't, of course, like 844-967-2789. But think about it. Everywhere across the world, especially like, well, let's just take, for example, what's happening in Israel and Palestine, right? And Gaza. They're just destroying homes. Ukraine, same thing, you know? They're just wiping out buildings. And all of it, we were talking, you know, 4,000 children, more than that, of course. And people saying, you know, I love politicians, right? You know, that's just unacceptable number, you know? And I'm like, what is an acceptable number of little kids being killed by bombs? And at the end of this, right, the war, nobody's going to solve anything by killing everybody, right? But I still stick, you know, to what I said about I can't support, you know, a tyrant like Netanyahu, man, who's openly made it. I mean, we're talking genocide, man. He's like, kill them all. And then watching, oh, we'll talk a little bit when we come back. But right now, me and the cats are going to get a house. two cats in the yard. Whatever. They're not going to be in the yard. But yeah, they're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. And my friends that I've been staying with, I'm sure they're looking forward to it. But I did watch a little bit of the highlights from this Republican debate. And if those were like the highlights of the night, these guys are really, really hurting. Flowers in the vase that you bought today. Time for Congress to take another break, don't you think, Nate? I mean, nothing's going on. They've been getting things done. They're trying to investigate more of the Biden family. And, you know, I'm not like pro-Biden, but this is, you know, just kind of like watching the same thing over and over and over again. Meanwhile, you know, the whole Trump family, it's like, yeah, but we're moving forward from that, you know. We've heard some of the people that used to be able to call in here and talk like that and try and misinform everybody and tell lies. And I don't know if it's because they're stupid or they're getting paid for it. But to watch Congress, you know, say, well, you know, in another week after that, we got another maybe government shutdown and it's getting to be. Does everybody understand who's in control of the Congress and why it's such a mess right now? Not that it's, you know, war promoted and everything, no matter who's in charge. And that's one of the biggest things that Americans are really feeling right now is that we're like, there's a lot of us that are like totally anti-war. And especially I would think younger generation coming up because they're, you know, it's a much more integrated society. And I, you know, that's what white guys have always feared, right? Is that, you know, integration. Oh, no. You know, then we'll be able to just, you know, accept everybody the way they are because, you know, it's much cooler that way. But I'm listening to the Republican debate, and these guys are just like, all they're doing is throwing insults and making false statements and not being called out for them. But, you know, that's been going on for a long time. But all of it about getting to that, well, up to the day of birth, they're having abortions. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Because if you were actually going to have an abortion the day of the birth, you might as well just call that like a C-section, because it's probably going to be born alive. That's not happening. In fact, it was like 93% or something are in the first trimester of abortions. And for the way these guys act about housing and feeding people that are hungry, why would you, you know, want to bring all these unwanted children in? And it's your fault that it's happening that way anyway. There shouldn't be a human being on the planet that doesn't have housing or clothing or food or access to health care. Just the basic standards that you would do for any animal, like your cat or your dog. And that's all really people have asked for. That we need to be like on a human rights mission right now that you know, takes away all this violence and anger. And I mean, because you're not gonna solve anything by doing the war stuff, guys. I don't care. You know, we can argue back and forth about why it's happening and who caused it. But the problem is, you know, we need to come up with some solutions here. Okay. And I still believe diplomacy is the best way, which is kind of funny. It always makes me think of Dennis Rodman when I'm like, you know, you should just send him to North Korea. And lo and behold, he goes to North Korea. Now, I don't know if that prevented a war. You know, like Trump thinks he could prevent all these conflicts and stuff, which is nonsense. But, hey, we'll go to Nick and Madison and see what he has to say tonight. You're on, buddy.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
All right.
Hey. Good. I still disagree with you.
On which part, man, that we should, like, you know, kill, you know, thousands of children either way? I don't agree with
you. No, we should not.
Right, which is why I can't understand why everybody in, you know, from the media to politicians saying, oh, we have to back them a whole way. And on to listen to on that debate talking about, you got to punch these guys and you got to beat them down and you got to, you know, listen, that is not the way to do it, because I can tell you right now, Nick, if it were the way to do it in 2011 and 12, you know, I'd have been, I guess I would have had to pound on a whole bunch of people, right? I would have had to use violence like they're suggesting.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is that there has never been a country in the history of the world that has had to worry about its enemies' people.
I would go to Native Americans first and foremost, and then I'd go to African Americans, especially when we're talking about U.S. foreign policy and how we established this country, right? And when the borders came was when, you know, white people actually came here and stole the land and didn't have to go through any legal immigration process. They weren't illegals or anything. In fact, some of the people welcomed them.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the... on October 7th, the massive murder and rapes of Jews.
Again,
can we both agree that's a bad thing?
Well, yeah, you've never heard me say that it was. But I know that some of that is hasn't even, you know, look, I can't verify what happened on those days, but what I can verify...
You can. Because
no,
you
I can't.
Can because Hamas,
I can't.
Yes,
I haven't seen I haven't seen the
Hamas.
I haven't seen the proof.
So
I haven't seen the proof.
So,
but what I have seen, Nick, is I've seen the media try and sell it. Not looking for it. What are you talking about? Are you not looking for what they've done to Palestine and what they're doing to them now? Are you going to ignore that and go back to October 7th? Like that's the only thing I'm basing this on? No, I'm not. It goes to being a human being. And if you're going to sit there and openly say, call for the death of women, children, and every man, woman, and child in Palestine, like Netanyahu has done, then don't ever call my show and tell me that you're a Christian again. Okay? I don't want to hear that kind of crap. I'm tired of trying to defend my view as a human being defending human rights. Because Palestine has been denied human rights for decades, for as long as I've been around. I know a lot of good people that have protested peacefully and tried to get legislation done. And when Representative Tlaib comes out and condemns what's being done to Palestine and they sing a song that tries to uplift their spirits, because I didn't hear anything about killing Jews in that or anything like that. But I do know people that are suffering that are from Palestine who have families there. And I know people in you know, here around here that have families and friends in Israel. And I'll tell you the same thing. Those people that are the people that are living there, they don't agree with Hamas or Netanyahu. What do you think of that? Which is my position. And so I don't mean to be like, you know, cutting you off, Nick, but no, I'm not going to let that just one day, October 7th, and sensationalized media tell me that, oh, they were murdered and raped and cut off children's heads. Well, okay, you know, like Israel hasn't done anything like that back to them, right? Like pull them out of their mosque and beat them on their holiest day. You don't expect somebody to, look, you're dealing with people that is fragile right now, fragile world. And I'm calling for peace. That's what I'm calling for. And you can't do it by doing what Netanyahu and Israel policy or U.S. policy. Forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. You can go to jeffsguitar.com. He does all kinds of repairs, builds them, sells them, gives lessons, and he has gift certificates all year long. You know, music is good all year long. And did you notice, Nate, on November 1st, it's time for Christmas music. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Wow. You know, after watching Halloween 1,000 times in 1 week, and all the different versions. Come on, man. It's like a Halloween-a-thon. Just keep going. Get the candy. But I was like, I was watching or listening to Wrong Wing Radio and listening to their take on Ukraine and, oh, Ukraine's corrupt and all this. And we've given them hundreds of billions of dollars. And I'm like, oh, that isn't right. I don't think we've given them that much help for war against defending their country against Putin. And sure enough, I looked it up and it's like at this point around 74 billion, 75 billion, give or take a few. But in this last round, they offered like 425 million. And I'm listening to these Wrong Wing Radio dudes and they're like calling it Ukraine. Look, Israel got 24 billion in this last round, and there's nobody more corrupt than Netanyahu. I mean, crap, he was busted out on it just like Trump. And shouldn't be in there. But when you get enough far wrong people in any legislative body, you can protect each other. Hey, you know what? I haven't heard from L.A. Tom in a while. Let's go there. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Mike. All right. So first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Of course, we have to get money out of politics. I think this whole exercise and what's going on in the Middle East right now and the rise of authoritarian dictators all throughout the world right now is a real, should be a lesson and should be a warning to us. This should be a great example of why we need a legitimate structured government, because if we do not, we will have terrorist groups like Hamas and even Netanyahu, who fill the vacuum of government, good government, and you end up with Gaza. So people, that out there that hate We the People government. This is what happens with your country when you do not have actually good democratic government. This is what, if you look around the world, the places that don't seem to have the problem are the people that have good government. The places that don't have a government are the ones that are, have terrorists running it, or have you know, a vacuum by corporate you know, oligarchs running it. And that's a real problem. And I hope that people wake up and realize that this is a warning to us. If you want an authoritarian government like a Donald Trump or whoever the Republicans put up, and you do not want for a democratic style of government where it's we the people who are supposed to be in charge, and we're supposed to have rules, and we're supposed to have ways of behaving and everything like that, then, you know, just go ahead and vote for the Republicans, because you'll see us just like Netanyahu. You'll see us just like Hungary and Turkey, and, you know, places like Hamas. So I don't know what you think about that, Michael, but that is where I'm at.
Oh, Tom, we're already, we've got a really good head start. I mean, we got people like the Proud Boys. We still have Nazis and fascists, and we've always had them. You know, I'm not proud of Americans' history. That's why, you know, people think that I'm like, you know, not a patriot. What do you mean I'm not a patriot?
No, you're a true patriot.
Right, true exactly. Patriot. I mean, I learned that from the people that were here before me, right? It's not, we can go throughout history and say, well, you know, defend people for having war, but you'll never hear me defending using violence to resolve a situation. Well, Mike, there's got to be a way other than that.
And that's another thing. I mean, I know, like, when I was younger, you know, I was one of those kids where, well, I study history, you know, this is why we study history.
Right.
So we don't actually repeat it. We're back basically in the 20s and the 30s, and hopefully we'll get another FDR that can actually, you know, clean things up. I am in favor of President Biden right now, and I hope that others do not take votes away from him. Marianne Williamson, who I really, really like, and
Cornel West.
You know, Cornel West, I've respected for a very, very long time. But I'll tell you what, if they screw this up, this is not the time to be playing a game with what's going on. It just isn't. And I was a Bernie supporter. I believe in Bernie. I believe in FDR is who I really believe in. I believe in him as, you know, as being, I'm an FDR Democrat. And I don't understand why other Democrats don't say that same thing, that they should be an FDR Democrat. He won 3 terms for a reason, or 4 terms, third one died. But the thing is, it's about good government. It is about good structure. It is about rules and you know, having referees on the field and all of that stuff. And I'm telling you, all these places that are just going to hell in a handbasket are places that don't have good government. They just don't. And, you know, you look at Switzerland, and you look at Finland, and you look at, you know, places like this. I mean, these places are thriving because they have good government. And, you know, we're sucking, man. Ever since Citizens United. Citizens United is what really has taken this country down. And I know Tom Hartman talked about that years ago, and I didn't understand it until now. But, you know, it's kind of funny when you were talking before about does anyone see what's happening in the, you know, the House and the Senate? Unfortunately, most Americans probably couldn't tell you that there's 3 branches of government. They probably think it's just the president that you go and elect every 4 years. And for some reason, they think that's like the authoritarian, I guess, and the simplicity of what they want. I mean, people really need to ask, do they want an authoritarian, or do they want an actual democracy where we the people are the ones that are in charge?
No, you anyway, made a great point.
Some thoughts, Mike.
Here, well, I'll tell you what, and thanks for calling it and listening to the show. Good government in America, it exists, right? In states where there's progressives and where there's women at the helm, but none of the red states. Yeah, they never do well. In fact, the blue states pay for the red states. in most cases, California and New York have always been paying higher taxes to make up for all the suction into the South, where they use racism and the attack on, of course, education is the key, is the backbone to a strong democracy, that and a strong labor force that is, you know, afforded the American dream, for crying out loud, that everybody talks about. It's like, no, now it's all about this sensationalized nonsense and reality TV and all about people making all kinds of money. You know, this, like they're in sports, I'm looking at the NBA and they're having a tournament during the year. This is like all about making more money because the salaries keep going up, right? Everybody that just got mad at the Brewers manager, right? Salaries are going up for these guys, and it's not really getting any better for the working class. In fact, it's got to be getting worse. Of course it is. By the way, anybody else wants to call in tonight? 844-967-2789, except for certain people that have been kicked off. And no, I haven't been kicked off yet. But good government is all about just, hey, it's not like asking for too much. Remember when Bernie was, and I'm glad you said that about, you know, Biden, okay? I'm hoping he makes it, okay? But Tom, I'm a little bit worried, you know, and I've already seen others in office, you know, start to fail physically more than anything. And so my beef is not with the job that he's done. You know, he's functionally been pretty damn good, actually, right? I know a lot of the things that I disagree with him are things that I've disagreed with the moderate Democrats and Republicans my whole life, right? That's where my main shift is on that. But I said a long time ago, I mean, I'd be looking for somebody like, you know, yes, Tom, I'd rather see Gavin Newsom in there. But because I'm afraid that the younger generation, just like, you know, some of these younger legislators, the squad, they're pretty in tune with things that are going on, okay? And when they say, hey, we've got things to worry about here, that this younger generation doesn't support how we've handled the Israeli and Palestinian crisis, right? Because we'll call it a crisis. I'm not taking sides on who should use violence against who. That's the whole funny part about it is you can't criticize and say, no, we shouldn't be funding Israel without people saying that you're supporting Hamas, which is nonsense. U.S. foreign policy is generally one of the best ways for them to fundraise and to get support from all over the world against our colonialism. How much time do we have? I got enough time to take Jack and Merrimack. How you doing?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Man, it's been a long time that I've had a chance to talk with you. I'm usually not available on Friday nights, and way back when you had Saturday mornings, I also wasn't available. So anyway, you're probably about as far left as I am. My old college buddies used to tell me that I probably considered Carl the most interesting of the Marx brothers. Anyway, going beyond that, this is a complicated situation. And that's one of the biggest problems we've got, is people don't realize it's a complicated situation. I'm certainly not going to say that what Hamas did was reasonable or right, but certainly the Israelis have not exactly tended to calm down the Palestinians by building repeated settlements. I may learn how to talk some here. Right. And they've been bulldozing Palestinian houses for at least a decade that I can think of. The flip side of it is, I think the Israelis really have to be a lot more careful about what they do when they're actually going into Gaza and trying to root out Hamas, because that is indeed, I firmly believe, a terrorist organization, and that's something that shouldn't be allowed
it to continue. Now, having said that, and this is going to sound way far left, I strongly believe that at some point in human existence, we're going to have to realize we truly do need a United Nations organization, not one that's all these different factions that can't approve anything, that has veto powers of half a dozen different nations that have all got different agendas. We've got to have somebody that's got a reasonable police force that can jump into these areas and say, hey, this is enough. We will not allow this anymore as a united world. Now, that's pretty far left, but it's something that I've truly believed in, believe it or not, since the 60s, which is when I was in college, which gives you an idea of how ancient I am. So there you have it for what it's worth.
Well, now I still say the best way to resolve this stuff is through diplomacy. And you can do that without bringing in, like, armed forces. You can come in and, Jack, you can promise them things like, you know what, we'll help you build your communities. We'll, you know, find ways for you to help you in agriculture and clean water. But, you know, everywhere across the world, we should be thinking about protecting our world right now from us mostly. Thanks for calling, Jack. Yeah, we all need to shine on, man. It's the karma's going to get your ass. I've got cats, so my karma's pretty good. And actually, one of my sweethearts is named Karma. We got one more segment. Don't stay away. With me, I'm just telling you the way I see it, and the way a lot of other people do too. I mean, I haven't responded with violence for a long time. Okay, I used to get in fights and stuff when I was. I really don't like that. And I've never taken any pleasure out of causing somebody pain, just like the song says, right? I won't cause you any pain. Don't be hurting me. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm not. Like digging is Joe Manchin. Oh, I'm not going to run for re-election for Senate, but I'm going to travel the country and not ruling out a run for president. Oh, dude, you're in for a surprise. You couldn't win on your best day. At least I hope you couldn't. But he is one of those moderate Republicans, right? That disguised as a Democrat. No, he's not interested in declining any of the fossil fuel industry. In fact, he's for expanding it. And it's pretty bad. Right now, I did see that, here's one for Biden. I believe they said, no, this recent oil line that they wanted to run or whatever, they're like, it actually would actually create more pollution to put it together than going with the alternative energy that we've been putting our time and money into, this renewable, right? The green energy. Who doesn't hate green? I mean, Green Bay Packers, green marijuana, which still isn't legal, but I see that Ohio, the elections come in and the Republicans are like, damn, we lost. We lost again. We lost in, like, you know, Kentucky. We lost in Ohio on the abortion issue, and, you know, they protected that. And lo and behold, for people that are 21 and older in Ohio, very soon you're going to be able to go to a dispensary near you. And who doesn't love that idea, right? I can't remember if they said it's state number 24 to do that. Yeah. And I know Wisconsin was, what were we, the 48th state? Yeah, I think we're the 48th state. Sorry, history people. No, we must have been. Anyhow, we'll be number last when it comes to, it was 1848 that we were established. We were like 37th state, maybe. I don't know.
Ohio is the 24th.
Yeah, 24th state to go for it. Okay. Well, you know, it's not going to happen here. Nobody has as strong a lobbyist like the Tavern League. When you're number one in alcoholism, you're going to have a really strong Tavern League lobby. That, and I noticed a lot of those guys at the Capitol this week, which is weird. I went through so that I could go pay a parking ticket. But I put money in the meter because I didn't want to, like, you know, go pay a parking ticket and come back and get another one. Sometimes I'll, like, you know, if it's only a few minutes. And I walked through and I'm like, oh, my God, look at all the lobbyists, you know. And some of them know me and don't like me, and I don't like them either because they're bad guys, man. They're lobbyists against the people. They like to, man, it's just awful. So I've kind of felt sick, and I get over to pay my ticket and come back. And as I get back, sure enough, there was a lady writing tickets on all the cars that didn't have money in the end. So I made a good decision for once. Yes. And next week, I'm looking forward to starting to move and build my home and get the cat tree growing and maybe get a second one. Because with three bedrooms, you know, when I was living at my mom's house, the basement was finished and it was basically, you know, one huge studio with a bedroom off. And I mean, it was nice, right? And the cats loved it. But I will say that, you know, they're really like they were just flying around that, the inside of their little cat Airbnb today because it was cool in there. And I think it's been healthy for them to get some fresh air and a lot of sunlight. And who doesn't like seeing some guy with an assault rifle walking through the neighborhood, right? I mean, come on. They got his plates, but I took off. I didn't, you know, wasn't any have any, right? And I never let the cops know where I live, right? So there's no way they can question me. Yeah, sure, I live there. Now I'll be changing my address again, which is cool. And this one I'd like to make more permanent. It was really cool to call my son and then, you know, have my granddaughters come on and play with their stuffed animals and get silly with me. And I just love that stuff, man. So I had a pretty good week after all, right? Outside of, well, the other thing is you can't drive anywhere without people just like, I mean, it doesn't make sense and it's getting worse. And I think we need like, you know, to start like calling our police agencies and putting pressure on them and legislators to make our roads safer again. It's really bad. It's really bad. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, but I know I'm one of the only ones that's obeying all the rules and like, you know, staying on my side of the road and using the roundabouts right and not getting into somebody else's lane when I'm trying to make a left turn lane or swinging back into traffic because you're making a right turn lane. I'm watching all this stuff going, oh, my God. How do people have their license? And where are the damn cops when you need them? We need to tighten it up a little bit here, I think. And, you know, then we wouldn't hear any more about defund the police. They could fund their own asses, man. They can get, you know, I'd rather have friendly cops like we used to have when I was younger. A lot of these guys are pretty jacked up, let's face it, coming back from. But when some of them are like, you know, members of the Proud Boys and stuff like that, that's not a good thing, people. Yeah. Time's getting short. We better jam on it. Huh? Appreciate you listening. We'll be back again next Friday, of course, right here at Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. And yeah, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Mad Radio, and all those other fine places that Nate mentioned, and maybe I'll get a piece of paper, put that in front of me next week, and we'll start doing that. Yeah, appreciate the help.
We can get that for you.
Yeah, probably I didn't, you know, I'm always thinking that we're not being heard that much, you know, unless you got the app, Civic Media app, or you're listening online somehow. Just find us anywhere, and you'll find us right back here again next week. Thanks for listening.